I missed so many doubles early on, which at the end of the game really hurt me, as you can see. But there was a session there. I think I missed a wired 109, and that hurt me. And I missed three darts of double 10, and that hurt me. And then I think it was a leg either before that or after that. And if I'd won just one of them three, I would have went the no 16 all or whatever. And then we had a win by two, and I would have had the darts. So and I would always fear myself once I get in front or once I have the darts again.
You've played fantastically right the way through this BetVictor World match play. How frustrating is it to have the doubles desert you in the semi-finals?
Well, it's really frustrating. I mean, if I was missing by miles, I would know I'd be really hard on myself. But there's just sometimes they were just really on the they were on the wire, and they were on the wire, and then they were blocking me. So I had to force it, try and force it through to try and hit the double, and they end up touching the other dart and end up in the exact same place right beside the first dart. So maybe it wasn't meant to be tonight, but it's not over yet.
No, it certainly isn't. And this is your third appearance in a major semi-final. Recently, you've been making semi-finals, quarter-finals, finals on the tour all over the place. This has been coming, and there's more to come, isn't there?
For sure. I mean, my average there didn't reflect how well I'm playing this last probably 6 7 months. I know for a fact I can play a lot better than that. No, it's I'll just write that down to a learning experience. I mean, at the end of the day, he had to take a great 96. They finished me off. Even whenever he had to throw in the last there, I kicked off 180. Showed I still had some bottle and still had some fight left in me. A lot of people probably would have laid down and give up. But I know I missed the ball for a 1-2-3. So, I mean, fair dues to him for taking on a great 96. But hopefully this is only the start.
Yeah, oh, well, I think that's almost certain. The fact that's the longest game you've ever played on a big stage, it is still a learning experience for you, isn't it? For these big tournaments in the biggest matches of your career, it takes a while to be able to learn to produce your best on a consistent basis.
No, for sure you're right. I mean, the format's the longest I've ever played in, but I still felt comfortable because with the amount of hours we put in, it kind of felt like no, it's a short practice session with the break after every five legs. But no, I still had more left on me. It's not to say that I ran out of steam or anything like that. No, I had still more left on me, and if I made it the 15 or 16 all, and I would have had to throw then, I would have fancied myself because I think at the latter stages of that game, I think I was playing better.